What inspires people of faith to do the things they do? We're learning about each other on People of Faith with Carol Makeda on Utah's new AM 820.
What a natural lead-in. We were talking about inspiration to three women here who are Christian scientists and who are willing to share that inspiration with us. The last segment, we mentioned that every Wednesday there is a testimony meeting at which whoever is inspired to stand and talk about something that happened that week, either pertaining to scripture or study of some kind or personal healing. And Susan Deal, I know you said you're willing to talk about something that's happened in your life. So share with us.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
Well, I'll tell you, I was new to Utah, traveling down near Bryce Canyon on my way down to Las Vegas to take a three-day rafting trip. And starting out fresh in the morning, and my car, I lost control of my car on some gravel. And as I swerved, as it was sliding toward the edge, and I swerved to avoid the edge, I lost control and the car flipped around to the other direction and slid off the other side down an embankment. Okay. And I rolled. The time, I was listening to this weekly Bible lesson I mentioned on a CD, and it was talking about God's allness, God's protection, God's goodness, God's love for all His children. And as the car flipped over, and I'll just mention it was a little convertible with the top down, I just closed my eyes. I could see the dirt coming in to the car and the stones, and I just closed my eyes. I mean, where else could I turn for help at that moment but God? Right. And I just quietly affirmed that God was surrounding me. I was affirming what I just heard on in these Bible verses. And the car came right side up. I was a bit at an angle, but I was able to open the passenger door more easily. Someone right behind me was up the hill saying, "Turn off the engine." And I got out of the car. The first thing I saw on this desert floor was a skeleton of an animal. And I looked right at it and I said, "No, I'm not going there." You hear so much about people of all faiths in experiences like this needing to affirm their life. Mm-hmm. Back in the 50s, there used to be TV shows that said, "Oh, that everything's fine with your husband, but he just lacks the will to live." It's so important to have that conviction that life is ours. Mm-hmm. And I walked up the embankment. The gentleman helped me, and as people assembled, no one could believe I was still okay. Yes. But I quietly assured them all. One of the funniest parts of this, if there, you can find humor in these things, and sometimes that's a lifesaver in itself, is when the head paramedic of five said, "You're going to come with us." And I said, "Well, really, I'm okay." She said, "Well, I'm going to have to be sure." And she touched my shoulders and went down my back and squeezed and pinched to be sure that there wasn't anything out of place. And when she came around the front side of me, she was moving up my stomach cavity and right under my chest. And I just looked her right in the eye and I said, "You know, if you're going to move up any farther, I'm going to have to know your first name." And at that point, she said, "Oh, get out of here. You're just fine." And I went on to enjoy a three-day rafting trip. I did have to stay in prayer that whole time to just mm-hmm. maintain that relationship with God, to know that He maintained every part of me. Yes. I was aligned with Him physically and mentally. Yeah. It was a wonderfully glorious experience, and the trip was a joy for everybody on it. No sunburn, no complaints. I attribute that a great deal to the sense of reverence and prayer I felt among the people there.
Wonderful. That is a remarkable thing. Truly, thank you for sharing that. Sabrina, you have one as well?
I can't even get close to this. That was so beautiful. I had a issue with my arms several years ago where I'd kind of had a problem with a little rash in my arm.
That joint area.
The crook
with
of my elbow. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'd get it on my hands and seemed like several people in my family would get it. And I'd work on it. I'd pray about it on and off and sometimes diligently and sometimes not so diligently. And at one point it got really bad to the point, and I had three children at home and I had all my household duties to do, and trying to do dishes, and I've got my hands. My hands were raw from the tip of my fingers up past my elbows, and had gauze on them, and wore gloves, and it was just messy. And I just had been really praying about it, and it was going back to that relationship to God. Who am I in relationship to God? How and I think over the years I'd felt like that if someone didn't like me or if I felt like somebody was criticizing me, I took it quite harshly. I was oversensitive to it. And someone pointed out something. It actually was my mother-in-law, and she said something. She kind of got irritated with me, and she says, just take something for it. It's just an allergy. Just get over it, you know. And I just went, oh, okay. And so I started to pray about that issue, allergy. And it was interesting in that idea of being oversensitive or sensitive to, and I see it as over as sensitive not to good, but sensitive to
the negative.
To the negative.
Oh.
And we have to be more sensitive to good.
Mm-hmm.
And I started trying to focus my thought more on, let me be sensitive to God instead of sensitive to the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So she tells me this, and within a week, it was completely gone.
Oh.
Completely gone, and it has never come back ever again. I mean, I've never had issues. Even I can put my hands in bleach. It doesn't even do anything to it. Uh-huh. So, but it really is based on that relationship to God,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that God loves us unconditionally. And there's that thought of, you know, the negative would be that, oh, someone can say something that can hurt me, or mm-hmm. I'm sensitive to this negative thought, when how does God think about me?
Yeah.
And it's just this beloved idea, you know, just unconditionally loved.
That is a great piece of information for people of all faiths.
Yeah.
We don't do enough of that.
Yeah.
We do as human beings focus on the negative far mm-hmm. too often in our lives, daily lives. Thank you, Sabrina. That was beautiful. And Irma, Susan told me, are a nurse in your faith. And tell me about that relationship in terms of you are a healer, and I assume you have experienced those kinds of things yourself.
Well, I have, and you know, and as a nurse, we see different things that we're have dressings to take care of, and other things, and the belief of old age or aging, staging, and one of the beliefs is seems like that we develop growths,
mm-hmm.
and of all kinds. Recently, I had an ugly growth appear on my hand, and I just knew from past experience, my own experience, and seeing others have healings of these things, that, you know, in the first chapter of Genesis, God said he saw everything that he had made, and it was very good. And if because that is true, that's a law, an eternal law, that can never change. Even though we may see evidence to the contrary, we have to decide what we're going to believe and practice in our life. And I knew that this was the way that I wanted to handle this situation. So when I would see this situation on my hand, I kept a Band-Aid on it, or when I was working, I'd wear gloves. And I just knew that since God loves me, God is love, God is perfect, and as the image and likeness of God, I have to be perfect. So when this would come to my thought, I knew that if it was not of God, then it was condemned of God. And to be condemned means to be condemned to death. And as time went on, this was over a period of some months, I could see that what was happening was this was dying on my hand. And it just, I just knew that that's all it could do was just die away. Mm-hmm. And it fell off. And there is just smooth skin under this. And I'm so grateful that I have seen this operate so many times in my life and in the patients that I work with. And God is here to bless everybody. He's not partial to one group and not another. He loves us all.
Yes. Thank you, ladies, for sharing those thoughts with us and your inspiration. We'll be back. This is People of Faith.